is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers, or what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
And now, the end is near, and so I face the final curtain, and my friends, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case. Which I'm certain, and I've lived a life that's full. Oh, and I've traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Join me and the producer in this moment to wish the one and only Iris Tynes a happy birthday. This is a special, very, very special birthday. My Aunt Iris Tynes has turned 90 today. It is just a moment to celebrate. Everybody in the Hannah Hasty Tynes family celebrating today, Miss Iris Tynes' birthday. She is the family historian, the keeper of stories, the keeper of experiences and memories. She holds us together, and she was one of the integral parts of the Hannah Hasty Tynes family reunion 2024. Now, if you really know an Iris, then you know that her birthday gift to you on her birthday is a piece of birthday cake. And Iris is known throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas for her extraordinary talent with cakes and pastries. In fact, it's almost guava season. And there are those of us who know. Who know? Anyway, and Iris Tynes, I hope you having a wonderful day today. I wish I could take you gallivanting Pond Road with me, but people are reaching out all from all over the world. So I know you got to be close to your phone today. Happy birthday, Aunt Iris Tynes. I also got to say happy birthday to Ruth Ann Newton. I've known Ruth Ann from primary school days, and it was always a friendship because our birthdays are only 2 days apart. I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day, Ruth Ann Newton, as well. Before we get the show started, a little announcement. On election night, trust the team you trust every single day. On May 12th, your Guardian Radio host will be live from the moment the polls close until the election is called, with the Guardian News Network team providing verified results and live reporting from all across the country. Every day and every election day, count on the folks you know on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM and GuardianTalkRadio.com. All right, I am expecting guests in studio today. I was really excited about this show. I was hoping for an opportunity to speak with PLP Canada. The big show is over. I have some questions like I wanted to ask them, like I want to ask every single candidate that's offering in this election. Last election cycle, I extended an open invitation to all political candidates, including party leaders, to join me on my show for a series of questions, a part of an interview series specifically for political candidates. Very few candidates took up the invitation. This year, I had a number of shows scheduled. Excited, looking forward to talking with PLP candidates. Why? Because they are the incumbents. It is an entirely different conversation when you are speaking to the incumbents. I don't know what has happened, but I am surely disappointed because I have lots of questions to ask PLP candidates, and I shall ask them. You know, we should not let little obstacles, you know, stop us. We shall ask them whether they will be answered or not. I see the phone line, producer. Let's go to the phone line quickly before we jump into today's discussion. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I am good, thank you. How you do?
Really, hey, quick question, right? Mm-hmm. Who called the election? Who called the election this year? Because you know, this is the hard type of time.
That's something.
You know, we ain't got Rodney no more.
Yeah. Yeah, that's up me.
Hold on.
I'm trying to fix my mouth, you see? I'm trying to fix my mouth. Yeah, you're on the radio talking to other people too. I mean, that may be a good opportunity. Because I had to fix my mouth just now to not say what I probably should have said. And may say at a later point in the show, caller, you could always call back. Tell the people don't mess with you while you are on air. Okay, before we get deeper into the show, I saw this last night and I think we need to say it out loud. Listen, the C.R. Walker Knights tip their swords to Deputy Head Girl and Lady Knight Kiara Jennings, who boasts of being accepted into 27 colleges and universities, receiving scholarship offers totaling more than $1 million. And her preferred university is the University of Prince Edward Island in Canada. And we Bahamians, we love that island vibe. It just resonates with us. Producer, let's go to the phone line quickly. Let's hear what questions these guys have, and then I'm going to get into my questions for political candidates. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning. Yeah, Ms. Green. Sorry about that. Yeah, someone that disturbed me when I was talking.
That's good, because what you were saying...
We're getting a call election, too, because you know we can eat a poison white and tea like that.
Yeah, that's up to me. I don't know. I think maybe I should refrain from commenting on this one, right? Because I'm a part of the Guardians... election night team, and I would hate for people to think that I'm just being jealous and spiteful when I say, you really want me to provide positive commentary about two people that attack me publicly on the airwaves?
I think we should have Naughty, you know. I think Naughty do a good job.
Yeah, see,
I think Naughty would
like
make all extremely proud.
Good stuff. Naughty was a part of the by-election team, and I am expecting and looking forward to joining both MJ and Naughty on election night.
To make sure Naughty gets his dial mode, right? And give him at least two clicks?
No, inappropriate. Can't be drinking on the airwaves. Yeah, you know? We gotta moderate. But thank you for the practice, because I'm going to need it on election night. We all must practice moderation. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
Not bad. I wanted to make a brief comment on what I call chaos last night. This election, this is the first time from my experience we have had this much problems. This country or this electoral process has become so problematic this time around, and I don't know why. And I believe maybe it's because of transparency and accountability. I really believe we're going to have to visit our laws as it relates to the electoral process.
Mm-hmm.
I believe some measures has to be put in place, and that everybody would have to abide by that. Mm-hmm. Now, also, I want to say in the same breath is that it was a breath of fresh air to see that the three political parties was on board with the same thing. All three agreed with it, you know, because many times we hear in these commentaries that the COI is the one who's making these kind of accusations and causing problems.
Mm-hmm.
But now we saw last night where this was not only about the COI, this was about the three political parties, in particular the FNM and the COI, who are opposition parties, haven't been on the same page with what is going on with at the parliamentary office.
Mm-hmm.
And my last statement is that I think the commissioner, the parliamentary commissioner, should be fired immediately, because there's too much happening in this general election. And that's my opinion.
I got you.
Thank you very much for your time, Ms. Green.
Absolutely. Don't go yet.
Right.
So,
okay.
When you say you are pleased to see this sort of shift in political culture where the COI, FNM, and PLP were able to get on the same page last night, vis-a-vis the process of moving the ballot boxes, right?
Yes.
I think that's a fair statement to make. I am not critiquing that statement in and of itself. When you said it, though, here's what I felt like. It was reflexive, right? It was visceral. I said to myself, why do the three parties need to agree on anything? The only thing the three parties need to agree on is following the law. Now,
hold on.
I say that to say this. I don't care that the three parties agree if what they're agreeing to is not in alignment with the established protocol. Why is it that the three parties have to agree to something? They don't have to agree to nothing. All they have to do is follow the rules.
Absolutely. But I'm saying, considering that in recent times...
No, I get your point. Considering the type of conflict.
The COI leader.
Yeah.
And now you have a situation now where you hear... all the political parties speaking out about it.
That's what I'm saying. I appreciate your point, right? And I think that it has value. I think it has value that the three parties can work together in that space in an issue like that. But my critique is sort of on the side and slightly different, if I could phrase it like that. While it is great to see that movement with the parties themselves, why is there a circumstance in which the three parties have to agree to something if that something should be established clearly in law?
Right. I get your point. I'd say this in closing.
Yes, sir.
You know, personally, me, I've been tired of hearing the chairman of the PLP, Fred Mitchell. Every time the COI speaks or the COI leadership speaks, he has something to say. And so that is why I feel good about what is happening.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't point the finger at one political party and say, oh, they're just making a bunch of noise
because
they're people who cause distraction.
Yeah, absolutely. So, thank you.
You know, and I'm happy about that. But
yeah.
I think they need to get it together so that the Bahamian people can feel confidence in the voting process.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
I appreciate your time, Ms. Green.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your call. And thank you for your patience. Producer, let's go to the next call. And then we got another headline and some text. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I support the previous caller.
Yes.
One of my problems, if you look at it in jail, the widows and the widows carried that yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see why? I'm an ethnon. No, you see why? You see why I'm an ethnon supporter? What kind of words do you have? And you have the CLT, a CLT supporter. I'm an ethnon supporter. What kind of words do you say? It gets you so scared. And when it's in time for the future election.
I'm sorry, listen. I want you called back. And call back on 323-6232 or 325-4259. The line is a little cloudy. I thought I'm hearing you talk about an incident that may have occurred between supporters of the parties. Hear you clearly. So do me a favor and call back. Try 323-6232 or 325-4259 or call back on 325-4316. Also to our Family Island listeners, 242-300-5720 is toll free for Family Island listeners. We want you to call and tell us what you are thinking. Right? I see we got a caller on the line, and then we're going to get to this headline election threat. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Graham.
Turn your radio down for me.
You hear me?
I can hear you.
It's me once again. Like I'm saying, I agree with you.
You got to turn your radio down. There we go. Better?
Right.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I agree with your previous caller.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the details of those supporters,
mm-hmm.
you had the COI trying to half kill an FNM supporter, and then you had the PLB supporter telling an FNM supporter, I will eat you alive, you in my space.
Okay, so hold on, stick a pin. So that means now that the people at the top, as they begin to work together, have to make sure as the message trickles down through the party, we are not enemies. We are not fighting each other. Go on.
That's correct. I totally agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But some of these political leaders tend to spew like they're the leaders, and then they come to the picture and they are very sensible, but they're the individuals who spew in the venom. But they presented themselves and they're clean.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm scared of, right, as I traverse through this country and I see some of these nasty political signs from the FNM side, from the PLB side, mm-hmm. I couldn't know. I'm so surprised what the future election has in store for us.
Yeah, and those are the signs you could see on the road. The videos, the campaign ads on social media, just amazing.
And we gotta do a better job than that. I'm even scared to even try participate in the general election, but I would. But I'm mm-hmm. scared.
Yeah. There are people who are concerned. I'm not sure if the... Thank you very much, caller. I'm not sure if the political class understand how the political culture operates in this town. While y'all are brunching, while the political party leaders are brunching with each other across party lines, while they're going to church with each other across party lines, right? You have party war rooms. You got party war rooms that are setting an entirely different tone. And this is what upsets me. What I cannot tolerate. I cannot tolerate old people. And I know that rankled some people just now. But we cannot tolerate old people promoting war. And they can't get up out their armchair. You cannot be sending young people to war that you cannot fight. You cannot be sending poor people to war for your personal agendas. And that's essentially what's happening. The party members and supporters are being, in some instances, incentivized. In some instances, just encouraged, some wittingly, some unwittingly, to wage war, to think about the whole election, not just like a competition, but like a war with spoils, right? It's the people at the top are promoting that. And when they're not promoting it, and if they're not promoting it, they're aware that it's happening. And they're aware that it emanates from their party supporters. That's why the first question I have for any candidate, but particularly those who want to be leader, how will you cause and compel the people who work with you, the people who work for you, the people in the country, whether citizen, resident, tourist, or migrant, how will you cause or compel them to discipline themselves? You can't even get the police to stop at stop signs. You can't get the police to not turn left on red or right on red. You can't get the police to put their cell phone down while they driving with children in the car. You can't get the taxis to stop turning left on red and right on red on Shirley and Mackey. Well, they can't turn left at Shirley and Mackey. Can't get the people who are judges and magistrates to stop at stop signs and red lights. How will you cause and compel the people under your supervision, care, or control to discipline themselves, to moderate their behavior, and to cause others to do the same? Anyway, we're going to a break because you know why? We ain't come here to argue. You can't argue with me, but you know why? Because I won't let you. We ain't here to argue. We're going to a break. Let me get back from the break. Election threat. Supreme Court Justice Leigh Farquharson is expected to rule on whether to grant an injunction filed by Bahamas Constitution Party. We'll be right back.
No. No.
Voting is one of the most powerful ways Bahamians can shape the future of our country. It is how we make our voices heard on the issues that affect our everyday lives. From the cost of living, jobs, and education, to healthcare, housing, and how we protect our environment. Some people think their vote doesn't matter, but choosing not to vote doesn't stop decisions from being made. It simply leaves those decisions in the hands of others. Now is the time to get informed and get involved. Learn about candidates, ask questions, and compare their priorities. Seek reliable information and participate in public discussions. Then, show up to a May 12th election ready to cast a meaningful vote. Your knowledge matters. Your actions matter. The future of the Bahamas depends on those who show up, speak up, get informed, and get involved. Visit orgbahamas.com/vote for free, neutral voter education resources.
The world is changing. It's bringing new challenges, but also new opportunities. The truth is, our economy always left too many Bahamians out. Now we're opening new doors in agriculture, tourism, energy, entrepreneurship, providing grants, scholarships, national service, and upskilling. A new generation is rising, and we're finally moving in the right direction, building an economy that includes everyone.
Paid for by the PLP. The FNM can't agree on anything except attacking everything started by the PLP. Now Michael Pintard is calling for a reset, but it's stop, review, and cancel again. Imagine, new airports, canceled. School breakfast, canceled. Upskill, canceled. The National Youth Guard, canceled. Energy reforms, canceled. Their crew would roll back progress. The FNM, not strong enough to lead us forward, but petty enough to drag us back. Paid for by the PLP.
This election night, trust the team you trust every single day. On May 12th, your Guardian radio host will be live from 6 p.m. until the election is called, with verified results, breaking developments, and reporting from the entire Guardian News Network, the teams from Guardian Digital and the Nassau Guardian, every day and every election day. Stay with the Guardian News Network on Guardian Radio 96.9 and Star 106 FM.
The following is a paid political message.
Kalani, oh, hey. Kalani, oh, the future is brighter. Oh, vote for MacGyver, hey, cause she is a fighter. Kalani, hey, the future is brighter. Oh, if you need improvement,
here for you. See everybody in Kalani. Change is here. Hey, hands in the air. See everybody in Kalani. Vote for Madiba. She is a fighter.
That was a paid political message.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Okay, so I want to read this story from yesterday's headlines and then into more questions for candidates. The questions are really for voters to ask candidates, but here is this headline, election threat. Eyewitness News posted yesterday midday, the 5th of May, 2026. Supreme Court Justice Leif Farquharson is expected to rule tomorrow on whether to grant an injunction filed by Bahamas Constitution Party leader S. Ali McIntosh to hold the 2026 general election, to halt the 2026 general election. McIntosh's writ, first filed in late April, argues that the voter register may be compromised amid concerns over fraudulent national identification documents. She also maintained that despite the completion of the advance poll, the matter remains critical to the country's democracy. McIntosh added that regardless of the outcome, the party is calling for a commission of inquiry into the issue. I look forward to reading the results of today's procedure in the courts. We look forward to that. So, back to the sort of questions and headlines. So, the first question I have for political candidates is, how will you cause and compel others to discipline themselves? Which leads into the second question, which is, how will you ensure that you and those who work with and for you and those in the country generally can move at the pace of their own policies, right? And I think we've seen evidence of the need to ask that question throughout this entire administration with what appears to be an inability to meet its own timelines, to meet its own pronouncements, to meet its own policy initiative dynamics. Here we are, about 7 days away from the general election, and we've got, you know, questions like, what is the real status of the Golden Yolk program? Just because you put some eggs on the shelf doesn't mean you don't have yolk to wipe from your face, right? What is the status of the cannabis compendium, you know, this whole process of creating a cannabis industry in the country? Like, what's the status of that? Like, what's the status of FTX? You know what I would have appreciated? You know what I would have appreciated in the event, the launch for the manifesto that did not get launched on the night of the launch? I would have appreciated this Davis administration telling us how their administration was impacted by the loss of FTX. Right? Because I played the song. I know y'all played the song. FTX money never done me say FTX money. Right? How did you reconcile? How did you reshape your administration's plans and policies given this major shift, right, in the landscape? Like, could we have an actual conversation on what is the state of the economy? Like, what's the actual state of the economy? Any of those questions? See, because you need to be able to cause and compel people to discipline themselves to ensure that your government can achieve the policies that it says that it set out. Let's go to the text line. The text says PLP candidates only do interviews where they are protected. I feel a way about you saying that because they don't need protection from me. Any member of the administration that has come on the show will tell you they have a wonderful time on the show. There's no need
for protection. But I don't know. Here's another one. Good morning, Miss Green. You are absolutely correct. I am so sick of hearing the parties agreed. What is there to agree to? The PRD just needs to follow the law. Everything is written in the law and the regulations. Why is the PRD trying to go reinvent the wheel? This is my thing. Why is there all this, oh, the parties didn't agree, oh, this is what we agreed on? The only thing you could do is agree to follow the law or agree to go to jail. Right? That's why I continually want to talk about functional literacy. The only thing you could agree on is to follow the rules or go to jail. You know? Like, that's it. I don't understand why the parties are making up the rules as they go, except for, remember, Bahamas Constitution, Article 73.1a, that says that any time a governor general must appoint a prime minister, they must appoint the person who is the leader of the party that commands the most seats in the House of Assembly. So here are some more questions. Follow up from yesterday. What does the COI have to do with the polls to impress you? Number two, will we see another supermajority this lap? Will the PLP retain all? Will the FNM come out with a big swing? Will we see another supermajority, or will we see a broader spread of seats? What major issues does the PLP Davis administration have to overcome to maintain the government? What does the FNM have to do to win the government? Can any candidate pull a menace and win? Can any candidate pull a menace and win? For instance, could Barnett Ellis or Robin Lines in Killarney win without their party banner? Did the Davis administration miscalculate with an early election, with a call for an early election? And I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for the rationale. For the rationale from the Davis administration for calling an early election, right? Initially, people were like, wait, why do you have to tell you the rationale? He is the prime minister. He is one leader, one whatever, army, gang, that's that type of talk, right? Anyway, the point is, y'all say, why he have to say anything to you about when he decided to call the election? Well, given what is the fiasco of an advance poll, maybe the PRD could have used a couple of extra months for training of new staff, right? Like, maybe that would have been helpful, possibly. I'm looking for this article I was just looking at where Cooper tell the people they really should come out to vote, you know? Like, there was some hiccups. We had some, Cooper urges voters to show up on election day. While acknowledging the difficulties faced at last week's advance poll, DPM Chester Cooper urged voters not to be discouraged, but to show up on election day and vote. Quote, now we had the advance poll, and yeah, there were some issues, but we now got confidence that they're not going to repeat themselves. So we ask you to go out on May 12. Quote, what mattered most is that PLP showed up and the FNM wants to continue to complain about the long lines. But let me tell you, those lines weren't just there to vote, you know. That was the eviction line to serve the FNM, their eviction notice all across the country. No, is y'all, I mean, what they going to get? You think COI going to take the seats from the FNM, Cooper? Because technically, if an eviction notice was being served, it's going to be the PLP getting evicted. That's like, why use the language if you don't understand how to use it? Anyway, I find the whole thing offensive because your administration called an early election. Your administration reduced the time available for the PRD to conduct training exercises. your administration reduced the time for contracts to be given out to paint the roads. Since you're going to insist that beaches and parks is a slushy fund, you still wouldn't let me go into Bouncing Castle, but you got slushies, right? Since you, like, you admit that, then why can't we have striping in the road? Why wouldn't y'all just paint the road, if not fix it? You know the potholes? It wouldn't have been hard. They popped up in the very same places where you patched them before. Johnson Road is just filled with the same potholes that were filled over and over again. Y'all stay hiring the same people to refill them. And they stay showing up. Like that's what's concerning. What's concerning is how many people have so far in the advanced poll been disenfranchised from their right to vote, right? Because of delays caused by a complete and utter lack of preparation. And do those individuals have recourse in the law? Is it sufficient of legality now? But is it sufficient to look at somebody that applied to vote in the advance poll because they would not be available? I see a caller coming right now. Would not be available for the general election day. They go through the hassle of applying to vote in the advance poll, and then they cannot vote within the time legally permitted to them. And then you can tell them, well, if voting was important to you, you would just cancel your plans and stay home and vote? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Thank you for your patience.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, it really boils down to simply, as you started out and continue to reiterate, follow the law. We don't need to agree how to design around the law. How could we circumvent? Let's agree of a method we could use outside of the law. The law is there for us to follow. Why do we have to have all this bickering? You know, and it comes up, the ballot boxes have to be moved up and down. I didn't know that they're asking to be relocated. If you put a box in the corner, the box should stay right there. Stay in the corner and beat it when you come back to it. Why someone has to go and touch it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but this method that we're using with the ballot box compared to electronic voting systems, this is a very high security method that we're using, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that we can't seem to figure out a way to just let the process follow out itself. Just trust the process. Don't try to touch it. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm worried about. Why we got to touch the process? Put the ballot boxes in a safety deposit box, but believing that with two keys is a problem, but put them at the American Embassy. Put them at a place that you don't have access to until it's time to.
Full CCTV coverage. Listen, if it were me, I different her. I would put full CCTV coverage and play it on ZNS. Have like three extra channels. I would just run the footage all day, all day. Everybody could see what's happening to the boxes.
Yeah, well, I saw an opposition mention that too. That'll be the best way to go, because at least we'll be looking at it out of all of the population, eh?
But then what if the power go off again? Hey, oh, Lord, the power went off and it cut the feed.
We have redundancies. You got to have redundancies. But that method there, with a clock, you have to have a clock running showing the time.
Yeah.
But that's because any method that you use, I don't think we're going to sit down and agree on it, because somebody is going to figure out, man, I got to wake out the system. I can't afford to lose.
Yeah, that's something, eh?
That's the way we think.
And I'm in my zone. Anyway, listen, I got to go to the next caller. Oh, we're going to go to a break. To the caller on the line, please hold on. After the break, we're going to get right to you. Just hold the line for me. You guys, you're on the clock with Erin Green. We're coming right back. Stay tuned.
5 years, we struggle as they rule. Our economy in ruins. Job prospects dried up. Hundreds of millions spent on no-bid contracts. Illegal immigrants flooded our communities. Our schools and hospitals broken. And healthcare unaffordable. Now they want 5 more years. If they get it, our future, our Bahamas, is gone. Under the FNM, that changes. Because they know their job is to work for you, not the few.
Every job I've had, I've learned something invaluable. When I was in construction, my brother made us look for the screws and the nails in the dirt, because your job could be held up. One of the sayings was, if you have time to lean, you have time to clean. You are always on the clock. The FNM knows a strong economy means better jobs, more money in people's pocket, and a real comeback. And our team will work every day to make it happen.
This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Movement.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
It was a long time ago, I want you to know.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Let's go straight to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there?
Yeah, man.
All right, morning. Well? How you do?
Okay, current goes off, right?
Yeah.
Feeds can be broken. Access can be had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those are just realities.
Mm-hmm.
I have a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
A plexiglass enclosure in the middle of Rawson Square.
Okay.
And just have them in there.
Full camera coverage?
No. Don't need no camera. In the middle of Rawson Square.
But what happened when the police run all us to go home to our beds because we're loitering?
No. People could be watching that thing 24/7.
Yeah, I'd camp out. I think I would camp out.
They camp out, man.
I'd set up my tent. That's not a bad idea. But I think what I think is important about your idea is this, that, and I'm not sure if you are implying it, but I am inferring it, is that the PRD, the Parliamentary Registration Department, and the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and even Mr. Hubert Ingram, could say whatever they want, right, about their experiential knowledge of elections. PRD could tell us whatever they want. There have been sufficient missteps. There have been sufficient missteps for the general public to be concerned to the point of raising these queries publicly. It's no longer sufficient to say to us, you must trust the PRD. You must trust us. We get no. No, listen. The advance poll register was due, according to the law, was due on April 22nd. If not 23rd. But the point was, it was barely available on the 27th. And this question of, is it okay once all the parties agree? Mr. Dwayne Sands raised a concern on Sunday the 26th of April about the advance poll register, and then went through over the course of the next few days, went through this legal argument about how they're calculating the numbers, and they still were only talking about the timeline for the main register for the general election. But there was already a breach. The register for the advance poll was supposed to be available on April 22nd. It's not sufficient to just tell us, well, we have it under control. You must just trust us. Why are you not trusting the law? Are you unable to actually just follow the law? See, that's question number two. Are you able to move at the pace of your own policies? If 7 days out from the advance poll is not sufficient to be able to present a properly composed register, then change the law and give yourself more time. Or ask the Prime Minister why he called a snap election. Ask him that. Let's go to the text line. I am beginning to believe SBF is the PM cousin. Only people like don't care how people money gone. Don't matter what time the PM called the election, he could see the people ready, even in hospital bed. My hand itching for him and his crew for the 12th of May, especially Joe Beth. Texter. One day after the PLP buy the GB Power Company, the people are getting a zero balance, but the power company says it's a glitch. We are saddened. And you notice a glitch. Let me just, we gotta be responsible in life. If you went to the bank yesterday and your balance was negative $145, and you go to the bank today and your bank account say $5,000 and it's not payday and you don't have a job, but then you know you must walk up to the teller and say, we have a problem. Yeah, it may be sad. So are my expectations. They are sad right now. I'm very concerned, but I'm just concerned because we're not talking about anything. Another election cycle, no debates. Another election cycle, no debates. How do the young people in the PLP party feel? How do the young people who's calling for debates within their own party feel? And it's 2026 and still no debates. I mean, that's a given. What's the status of Bahama Grid Company and BPL? Who owns the 60% of Bahama Grid Company that at one point in this year that the government told us Island Grid Solutions owned? Who owned that? Like, you could barely manage the power company you have now and you want to take on a second power company? You think you're a Muslim man? You can't have... Anyway, people, we have lots to talk about. We didn't even get to talk about traffic this morning and how public transportation will be impacted by the major fire in the Jitney Company yard, destroying a number of vehicles. Like, that's a big issue as well. We didn't talk about the traffic fatality in Exuma and the residents calling for a statement on the status of the bridge repair. What's the status of the bridge repairs throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? The glass window bridge. There's so many unanswered questions that it seems ridiculous that you would call an early election and not tell us why. Anyway, I'm all out of time. Thank you to the texters. Thank you to the producer, of course. And producer, the texter here said, listen, with you and your producer, we always got Bahamian music to rock with. And they love that for us. You guys have a great day. And don't forget, it's our and Iris Tyne's birthday. Let's send love. And to all your loved ones, let's send love today and practice empathy. Have a great day, Bahamas. See you soon.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.